We've invited Bernard Kouchner into our studios to share his views on the challenges the United States is facing in Iraq. This will be one person's opinion, but it's an opinion based on experience. Dr. Kouchner is the founder of Doctors Without Borders, and he served as the United Nations administrator in Kosovo just after the war there. Dr. Kouchner, welcome.
Thank you.
From this distance, it seems like the reconstruction effort in Iraq might be in trouble. Is it?
It is. Apparently, yes, it is. I'm from far. I don't want to judge. But, yes, it seems to be, let's say, on a bad track.
Now, we should just avoid one misperception if we can. You're French, but I gather that you actually supported the war in Iraq.
I supported the removal of Saddam Hussein, and I deplored the fact that my country threatened the rest of the coalition with the veto, and I deplore, and I was not in agreement with the reason advanced by Bush administration. But I was, yes, and I'm still supporting getting rid of Saddam Hussein, because I know the Shiites, and I know the Kurds, and I've been close as a doctor working with them year after year since 74. And in 74, we discovered the Kurdish people and the Kurdish suffering on both sides, Iranian Kurdistan and Iraqi Kurdistan. And we have been bombed by a French helicopter. You were also selling weapons and helicopters to Saddam. Saddam was the vice president in that time. So it was my first contact. And believe me, I followed the destiny and sometimes the tragedy of my friend, the Kurds and the Shiites. So I know these people and this region since 28 years. That's why I was unable to say no war only. I'm not in favor of war. I'm a man of peace, but I'm not a pacifist. Sometimes you have to fight to get back dignity and freedom.
So you felt it was important to get rid of Saddam Hussein?
Yes.
But you feel that things are going wrong now?
Yes.
What's going wrong?
You need to enlarge a UN mandate and to ask to the other nation, if you are lucky enough and wise enough to ask several nations to come with you through a UN mandate, you will win the war.
The Bush administration is beginning to talk now about assembling a force of international peacekeepers from a variety of nations around
this
the country.
This is better, but the UN mandate might be the best thing, because I know thousands of peacekeepers. They are very well trained, they know the way, they are patient, and they know how to talk to the people and to listen to them. You need these people.
There are some people in this country who would look at the Balkans, at Bosnia, at Kosovo, where the United Nations was involved, and would question whether that's been a complete success.
Not a complete success, but a success. It's far more better than before, but this is not the end. Neither in Kosovo nor in Bosnia, but this is better.
I know it's always dangerous to generalize about any country, the people of any country, but during your time there, did you feel that you learned anything particularly unique about the political situation or the character of Iraqis that foreigners should be wary of, should be mindful of?
Yes. They are very intelligent people. They are aware about the deep roots of their country in the history. They are nationalist, but they are able to fight each other suddenly in a minute. The Kurds, the Shiites, everybody, against the groups or inside their own groups.
But you say
so this is a very difficult and fragile situation. So you have to be more than everywhere, close to them, talking to them, offering to the leaders your sincerity, friendship, and presence.
Bernard Kouchner was the founder of Doctors Without Borders and the United Nations administrator in Kosovo after the war there. Dr. Kouchner, thanks very much.
Thank you.